This holiday season, as we stood in lines to mail packages to family and friends, we thought we'd check in on the health of the United States Postal Service. In recent years, the volume of first-class mail has declined, and the Postal Service has faced increasing competition from private companies. But as NPR's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, it's fighting back, cutting the payroll, and saving billions.
United Parcel Service has been nipping at the heels of the Postal Service for years. This year, it unveiled a TV commercial calling Postal Service customers sliders. The ad shows feet pushing holiday packages along as a long line of customers inches forward. One of those fictional customers vows, "Never again."
"Last year, I stood in an endless line to send my holiday gifts. Yep, I was a slider. But this year, I brought all my presents to Ted at the UPS store."
But real Postal Service customers have a different impression. Bruce Miles uses the main post office in Silver Spring, Maryland, a suburb of Washington. He says the problems he used to encounter at the post office, which once drove him to UPS, are gone.
"Lines aren't as long. The time that people are getting packages has come a long ways from it. Used to, you can make sure that it gets delivered now, where used to, you kind of prayed when you gave it to them to deal with."
The answer to Miles' prayers came in the form of new tracking services, which allow postal customers to check the status of their packages online or by calling an 800 number. The Postal Service has installed self-service kiosks in 2,500 locations and installed lobby managers during peak times who shepherd customers through the line. Inside the Silver Spring post office 2 days before Christmas, things were running smoothly, with fewer than 10 people in line. But here's the rub. Customers may trust the Postal Service with their personal packages and jam post offices during the holidays, but they don't always put their business packages in their postal clerk's hands, even though the post office can be cheaper than private shippers. Silver Spring customer Dan Orcutt admits his employer doesn't use the post office for overnight deliveries.
"Generally, I don't, unfortunately. A lot of things we send out are generally sent overnight, UPS or FedEx, if it's a special document. But if it's a letter or whatnot, we still send regular postal service."
But even first-class mail volume is down about 2%. Some critics say the Postal Service is in long-term decline. Sam Ryan is a senior fellow at the Lexington Institute, a conservative think tank that has received funding from UPS in the past. He predicts first-class mail volume will decline by 20% by the year 2017, as fewer people sit down to write a letter.
"Now, with the advent of email and telephones and faxes, the Postal Service is just not the glue that holds the fabric of our society together. When people want to get in touch, you know, they pick up the phone and make a call."
Ryan believes the Postal Service is becoming obsolete and should be privatized.
"Generally speaking, we're taken for granted."
That's Postal Service spokesman Paul Harrington. He admits first-class mail delivery is in decline, but notes the Postal Service still delivers more packages and pieces of mail in a week than UPS does in a year. Harrington adds that the government doesn't subsidize the day-to-day operations of the Postal Service. As far as privatization goes, Harrington says the private sector should be careful what it wishes for.
"If you lived near the Grand Canyon, I don't know that someone else would be willing to take your three-page letter to Bangor, Maine for 37 cents.
The debate over the future of the Postal Service could be headed to the halls of Congress, where postal reform bills have been introduced. Nancy Marshall-Genzer, NPR News, Washington.